Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be diving into self-confidence and achieving dreams using this motivational speech that you sent over by Ben Lionel Scott.
Yeah, definitely.
So, it sounds like you're looking for some advice on building that belief in yourself and overcoming those obstacles in your way.
Absolutely. And Scott doesn't waste any time getting right to it. He talks about negativity, facing negativity not just from sobriety, but even from your friends and family.
Yeah, he doesn't sugarcoat it, does he?
No, he does not.
I mean, that analogy of life, like trampling you and kicking dirt in your face if you let it win,
Right.
it's brutal. But it's so vivid.
Yeah.
I think we've all felt that pressure at some point.
Definitely.
Have you ever had to deal with those kinds of doubts from people you care about?
Oh, yeah. Early on in my career, I had this idea. I was super passionate about this project.
Yeah.
And when I shared it with some colleagues, they were pretty dismissive.
Oh, wow.
They thought it was too ambitious, too, out there.
Yeah.
And it was tough to hear.
Especially from people I respected.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so easy to let those doubts creep in.
Oh, yeah.
But Scott's message is all about building that inner voice that's stronger than those external voices.
Totally.
He quotes, "He who thinks he can and he who thinks he can't are both usually right."
Right. And that quote really highlights the power of that self-belief.
Yeah.
Psychologists call this self-efficacy.
Okay.
It's the belief in your own ability to succeed.
Uh-huh.
And research shows that people with high self-efficacy are more likely to set those challenging goals, persist in the face of setbacks, and ultimately achieve greater success.
So how do we actually cultivate that unshakable belief in ourselves?
Yeah.
Scott's pretty blunt about tuning out the naysayers.
Yeah.
He tells us straight up, these people's opinions of you ain't none of your business.
I love that.
Yeah.
There's real wisdom in that.
Yeah.
It's recognizing that you don't have to let other people's opinions define you.
Sometimes we give too much weight to the voices of those who don't really understand our vision or our potential.
It's like taking back control of your narrative,
That's
right? You
exact.
get to decide what you're capable of.
Yeah.
But even when we believe in ourselves, there's this other hurdle that Scott addresses, rejection.
Right.
And he actually embraces it. He calls it an inevitable part of the journey.
You know, I was struck by his matter-of-fact approach to rejection.
Yeah.
He talks about closed doors, denied loans, job rejections, all those things that make you feel like giving up.
Right.
But he frames them as almost like rites of passage on the path to success.
He actually says, "I refuse to accept failure as my final result."
Yeah.
It's that relentless pursuit, that refusal to be defeated. What's fascinating to me is that he doesn't just talk about pushing through rejection.
Right.
He actually seems to reframe it as fuel for his fire.
Right. It's like he's saying that every no gets him closer to a yes. And I think there's a really important lesson there for all of us. Think about a recent setback you've experienced.
Okay.
How can you view that setback as a stepping stone rather than a roadblock?
That's such a powerful question.
Yeah.
It's about choosing how you respond to those challenges.
Exactly.
And Scott also talks about another obstacle that can hold us back, fear. He contrasts it with faith, which he sees as the key to moving forward, even when the path isn't clear.
What's interesting here is that he doesn't frame faith in a religious context at all.
Right.
It's more about having that trust in yourself, that inner knowing that you'll find a way even when you can't see the entire roadmap.
Yeah, it's about that leap of faith, that willingness to take action even when you're scared. And Scott really drives home this idea that you are the one to make your dreams happen. He even talks about feeling entitled to success. Now, that might rub some people the wrong way.
I can see that the idea of entitlement can have negative connotations, but I think what he's trying to convey is that sense of ownership over your destiny.
Right.
It's not about expecting things to be handed to you,
Yeah.
but rather that deep inner knowing that you're capable and deserving of achieving your goals.
He also emphasizes the power of affirmations. Those positive statements we tell ourselves, like, "I can do this." I've tried those before, but sometimes they feel a bit forced. Do they really work?
Well, research suggests that affirmations can actually be quite effective in rewiring our thinking patterns.
Okay.
Think of it like building a mental muscle. The more you repeat those positive statements, the more you start to believe them, and the more you act in alignment with those
So it's
beliefs.
not just about saying the words,
Right.
it's about really internalizing them and letting them guide your actions.
Exactly.
That makes sense. And Scott also shares his own experience with facing laughter and rejection on his path to success. He talks about how the internal pressure he felt to achieve his dreams was greater than any external pressure.
And that's a critical point. It's about finding that inner drive, that fire within that propels you forward no matter what obstacles you face.
Mm.
Think about the external pressures you might be feeling right now.
Okay.
How can you cultivate a stronger sense of internal drive to counteract those pressures?
It's about shifting that balance of power, isn't it?
Yeah.
Making sure your own desires and motivations are the driving force behind your actions.
Absolutely.
And Scott also touches on something that resonates with me. The importance of bouncing back from failures.
Oh, yeah.
He says that legends aren't defined by their successes, but by their ability to recover from setbacks.
That's a good one.
He even uses this great phrase.
Okay.
Eliminating energy drainers and dream busters.
Oh, I like that.
And I think that speaks volumes about the people we choose to surround ourselves with.
It's so true. The people we spend time with can either lift us up or drag us down. And when you're pursuing something big, something that requires a lot of energy and focus, it's crucial to have a support system that believes in you and your vision.
It makes you think about the people in your life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Who are the ones who genuinely champion your dreams?
Yeah.
And who might be even unintentionally holding you back?
Those are great questions to reflect on. And it reminds me of another point Scott makes, this idea of the lion approach to life. He says, a lion never retreats.
Yeah, that's a powerful image.
Yeah.
I love how he uses that analogy to really drive home the point about resilience and that unwavering pursuit of your goals.
Right.
Imagine yourself embodying that lion mentality. What would it feel like to face challenges head on with that same courage and determination?
Powerful.
As Scott starts to wrap up his speech, he circles back to the importance of building that unshakable belief in yourself, even when it's hard.
It's so important.
He actually offers some practical advice on how to cultivate that inner strength.
Oh, yeah.
He mentions tools like prayer, meditation, journaling, and surrounding yourself with positive influences. I've personally found journaling to be incredibly helpful in processing my thoughts and emotions. What about you? I'm a big believer in the power of meditation. Just taking a few minutes each day to quiet my mind and connect with myself has made a huge difference in my overall well-being and sense of clarity.
It's all about finding what works for you, right?
It is.
And consistently using those tools to nurture that belief in yourself.
Yeah. And Scott acknowledges that even with the best intentions, you're going to have moments of doubt, fatigue, and frustration.
He doesn't try to pretend that it's all sunshine and roses, does he?
No, not at all.
He gets real about the struggles we all face on this journey.
He does. But he emphasizes the power of self-talk, of choosing to believe in yourself even when it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to another powerful concept. Scott introduces the idea of shifting from feeling like a victim to becoming an active participant in creating your reality.
I love that shift in perspective.
Me too.
It's about moving from a passive mindset to an active one.
Yeah.
From feeling helpless to feeling empowered.
Exactly. What's one small step you can take today to embody that shift? Maybe it's identifying a limiting belief that's been holding you back and choosing to challenge it. Or perhaps it's setting a specific goal that aligns with your dreams and creating an action plan to achieve it.
It's about taking ownership, isn't it? Deciding that you're not going to let circumstances dictate your life.
Mm.
And Scott also talks about the importance of fighting back.
Yes.
Of rejecting surrender and embracing a fighting spirit.
Love it.
He encourages us to do our research, ask questions, and take proactive steps towards our goals. What area of your life are you ready to fight for? What dream are you willing to go all in on?
Such a great question.
It's about finding that fire within that passion that fuels your actions. And Scott reminds us that your belief in yourself must be so strong that doubt and ridicule become mere inconveniences.
It's like building a shield of confidence that deflects negativity and keeps you moving forward.
And he connects this back to the idea of developing a powerful inner voice.
Yeah.
One that's capable of drowning out the noise of external doubts and fears.
Mm.
It's about trusting in yourself and your vision, even when others don't. And as Scott approaches the end of his speech, he offers this really powerful reminder that everyone has opinions, but we shouldn't let those opinions deter us from creating a life that makes history.
He encourages us to embrace our unique journeys and trust in our individual strength, belief, faith, drive, determination, persistence, perseverance, and spirit.
It's a beautiful reminder that our paths are our own.
Oh.
And we get to define what success looks like for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And it's also a powerful call to action.
It is. He's urging us to tap into those inner resources and believe in our ability to overcome any obstacle that stands in our way.
He's reminding us that we have everything we need within us to achieve our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts with belief, that unwavering faith in ourselves and our ability to make those dreams a reality.
So true.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Ben Lionel Scott's motivational speech. It's been a whirlwind of insights, hasn't it?
It has. From facing negativity to embracing rejection, from cultivating self-belief to finding strength in struggle, Scott covers a lot of ground.
And he does it with such raw passion and honesty. I particularly loved his emphasis on taking ownership of your dreams and refusing to let anyone dim your light.
Absolutely. That message of empowerment really resonated with me as well. It's a reminder that we have so much more power than we often realize.
And that ultimately the key to achieving our dreams lies within us. It starts with that belief, that unwavering faith in ourselves and our ability to overcome any obstacle.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'd love to hear what resonated most with you. What sparked something inside of you? What idea or message are you going to carry with you?
Such a great question. I think for me, it's that reminder to be fearless in the pursuit of my dreams, to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and to never let anyone tell me what I'm capable of achieving.
Beautifully said. And remember, even the smallest step taken with intention and belief can set you on the path to extraordinary things.
So true. What's one small step you can take today to nurture that belief and move closer to those dreams that are calling your name?
Maybe it's finally starting that project you've been putting off or reaching out to someone who inspires you. Whatever it is, take that step with confidence and watch what unfolds.
Trust yourself. Believe in your power and never, ever give up on those dreams.
Yeah.
That's the message we want to leave you with today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's so true. The people we spend time with, they can either lift us up or drag us down. And when you're pursuing something big, you know, something that requires a lot of energy and focus, it's crucial to have a support system that believes in you and your vision.
Yeah. It makes you think about the people in your life, doesn't it?
It does.
Who are the ones who genuinely champion your dreams?
Yeah.
And who might be even unintentionally holding you back?
Those are great questions to reflect on. And it reminds me of another point. Scott makes this idea of the lion approach to life. He says, a lion never retreats.
Now that's a powerful image. I love how he uses that analogy to really drive home the point about resilience and that unwavering pursuit of your goals.
Right.
Imagine yourself embodying that lion mentality.
Right.
What would it feel like to face challenges head on with that same courage and determination?
Powerful.
As Scott starts to wrap up his speech, he circles back to the importance of building that unshakable belief in yourself, even when it's hard.
Yeah, it's so important.
He actually offers some practical advice on how to cultivate that inner strength.
Oh, yeah.
He mentions tools like prayer, meditation, journaling, and surrounding yourself with positive influences. I've personally found journaling to be incredibly helpful in processing my thoughts and emotions.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm a big believer in the power of meditation. Just taking a few minutes each day to quiet my mind and connect with myself has made a huge difference in my overall well-being and sense of clarity.
It's all about finding what works for you, right?
It is.
And consistently using those tools to nurture that belief in yourself.
Yeah. And Scott acknowledges that even with the best intentions, you're going to have moments of doubt, fatigue, and frustration.
He doesn't try to pretend that it's all sunshine and roses, does he?
No, not at all. He gets real about the struggles we all face on this journey. But he emphasizes the power of self-talk, of choosing to believe in yourself even when it's difficult.
Right.
And that brings us to another powerful concept. Scott introduces this idea of shifting from feeling like a victim to becoming an active participant in creating your reality.
I love that shift in perspective.
Me too.
It's about moving from a passive mindset to an active one. From feeling helpless to feeling empowered.
Exactly. What's one small step you can take today to embody that shift? Maybe it's identifying a limiting belief that's been holding you back and choosing to challenge it. Or perhaps it's setting a specific goal that aligns with your dreams and creating an action plan to achieve it.
It's about taking ownership, isn't it? Deciding that you're not going to let circumstances dictate your life. And Scott also talks about the importance of fighting back, of rejecting surrender and embracing a fighting spirit.
Yes, love it.
He encourages us to do our research, ask questions, and take proactive steps towards our goals. What area of your life are you ready to fight for? What dream are you willing to go all in on?
Such a great question.
It's about finding that fire within that passion that fuels your actions. And Scott reminds us that your belief in yourself must be so strong that doubt and ridicule become mere inconveniences.
Yeah, it's like building a shield of confidence that deflects negativity and keeps you moving forward. And he connects this back to the idea of developing a powerful inner voice, one that's capable of drowning out the noise of external doubts and fears.
It's about trusting in yourself and your vision, even when others don't. And as Scott approaches the end of his speech, he offers this really powerful reminder that everyone has opinions. But we shouldn't let those opinions deter us from creating a life that makes history.
He encourages us to embrace our unique journeys and trust in our individual strengths. Belief, faith, drive, determination, persistence, perseverance, and spirit.
It's a beautiful reminder that our paths are our own, and we get to define what success looks like for ourselves. And it's also a powerful call to action.
It is. He's urging us to tap into those inner resources and believe in our ability to overcome any obstacle that stands in our way. He's reminding us that we have everything we need within us to achieve our dreams. It all starts with belief, that unwavering faith in ourselves and our ability to make those dreams a reality.
So true. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Ben Lionel Scott's motivational speech. It's been a whirlwind of insights, hasn't it?
It has. From facing negativity to embracing rejection, from cultivating self-belief to finding strength in struggle, Scott covers a lot of ground. It has. From facing negativity to embracing rejection, from cultivating self-belief to finding strength in struggle, Scott covers a lot of ground.
And he does it with such raw passion and honesty.
Yeah.
I particularly loved his emphasis on taking ownership of your dreams and refusing to let anyone dim your light.
Absolutely. That message of empowerment really resonated with me as well. It's a reminder that we have so much more power than we often realize.
And that ultimately the key to achieving our dreams lies within us. It starts with that belief, that unwavering faith in ourselves and our ability to overcome any obstacle.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'd love to hear what resonated most with you. What sparked something inside of you? What idea or message are you going to carry with you?
That's such a great question. I think for me, it's that reminder to be fearless in the pursuit of my dreams, to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and to never let anyone tell me what I'm capable of achieving.
Beautifully said. And remember, even the smallest step taken with intention and belief can set you on the path to extraordinary things.
So true. What's one small step you can take today to nurture that belief and move closer to those dreams that are calling your name?
Maybe it's finally starting that project you've been putting off, or reaching out to someone who inspires you. Whatever it is, take that step with confidence and watch what unfolds.
Trust yourself, believe in your power, and never ever give up on those dreams. That's the message we want to leave you with today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.